Good evening, Facebook family. This is Pastor Angel from the Ministry Love, Power, and Grace. I want to take the opportunity to invite you to worship and praise God with us tomorrow and be part of a message that I believe that God is going to bless in a very powerful way. We are located at 1833 North 66th Avenue. It's in Hollywood, Florida. The zip code is 33024 and we start at 12 noon. I want to thank each and every one of our family, Facebook family, our internet family that has been praying for us as we've been going through this very difficult, trying time in our lives where my wife's father had been ill for a couple of weeks. And yesterday we actually performed the burial service. The day prior to that we had the funeral service and it was a blessing. So many people showed up as an indication of their love and their friendship towards my father-in-law, Angel Gonzalez. It was a packed house. The presence of the God was felt. We had a great time. There was some singing. They ministered with songs. Some of the people, they belong to Brother Hiram's church, Upward Fellowship. And we just had a fantastic time. A short message was given. And I believe with all my heart that God spoke to a lot of people that were there. Because after the sermon, some came up to me and gave me testimony how God had dealt with them in such an intimate way that they wanted to get their lives right with God again. That's always a blessing to hear that. So I would encourage you to pray for a lot of those people that were there. A lot of them were non-believers, but I believe they were touched by the music, the singing, the ministering of the word. And whether you know them or not by name, just pray for those people that were at that service that day. And God knows who they are, and He will deal with their hearts and hopefully bring them to a point in their lives where they realize that they need Him. We are now done to a certain extent with this situation, but it's still difficult because we feel the absence of our father-in-law in the house, and especially his wife, Isabel. She's going through a very trying time, so I do ask you to continue to keep her in prayer. Keep the rest of the family in prayer that God may give everyone strength. Sometimes we don't understand. I think it's an understatement to say sometimes, many times in our lives, a lot of the things that we go through, we don't understand them. It is only in retrospect, when we're looking back after the fact, that we realize that God had a purpose in so many things. And sometimes the least person that we think that is the glue that holds that family together is the person that for some reason or another their time has come and God takes them into their presence. We don't realize how valuable that person is, how great their contribution may be. And sometimes we're dealing with a person that, like my father-in-law, a very quiet man, rarely ever said anything, but just by being there, he made a statement. He held the family together. And now that he is gone and in the presence of the Lord, we feel his absence and we realize how important he was while he was here. I think that is a lesson that we all need to learn. We are surrounded by people that we take for granted on a daily basis. And once they're gone, it is only a natural feeling that we say to ourselves, I wish I had done more for that person. But I say to you, my friend, don't wait until those people that are key people in your life, but you don't realize it, are removed from the picture. Be grateful. Be loving, be kind, be generous, extend your hand, extend your life, your resources, your time. Spend more time with people that God has placed in your life so that when the moment comes that He removes them for whatever reason, you can say to yourself, you know what, while they were here, I did everything within my power, within my capability, within my reach, within my resources, in order to be a friend to that person. That's why God places relationships in our lives, because without them, we're nothing. We are nothing without the relationships that God places in our lives, but we go through life taking them for granted. And it's not only until a crisis hits our life that we realize how important that person was. So all I say to you today is look around. Whether it be a child, whether it be a spouse, whether it be a relative of your family, don't allow bitterness to separate you from those people. Be strong enough to be able to put things aside and allow God to do what He wants to do. Extend an olive branch to that person. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you care for them. Embrace them and hug them, because the day will come when that person will no longer be there. So I say to you, be prudent and be wise, and use what God has given to you, and love the people that God has surrounded you with. Until next time, this is Pastor Angel from the Ministry Love, Power, and Grace. Keep our family in prayer. We thank you from the most profound part of our heart, because if it were not for your prayers, only God knows where our lives would be today. Thank you. God bless. And we'll be speaking again.